Cortina, Bobby. Cortina, Bobby.
Okay. Well, I'm doing pretty good. Just a little sleepy.
Sorry, Dad, I shouldn't have been up this early, but I had things to do. I'm in college, so I'm washing clothes. I'm here for the nurse, so I got things to do. It took me a few hours to wash everything up and get things done.
Well, I'm driving over to my daughter's place to take her to work. It's a little bit far. This last day I'm going to be doing it. She actually works in Clinton. And it takes 45 minutes from her place to get over there. She lives in Rear, down from Boiling Springs, so it's my slow drive.
So why are the time to do it?
He has a friend that's gonna do that for me. The rest of the time here. She's looking for a job a little bit closer. But anyway, hang on a second.
You're lucky. I got some things to do. This mess is going on in the economy right now. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Just a minute. Okay, let me go ahead and sign. I need to place some teaching here. Something I need to do. I'll be back to you if you're still here. AC14
will. Hey, that's
me,
Chad. And I'll drop back on to see. I know a little scratchy, but hopefully you're talking
all right. Tech Z-Mobile. Pay N4 TFW. DOT Mobile. How's everybody doing?
It's fine.
Yeah, getting ready to get this Monday started.
Did you enjoy a long weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good. We didn't do anything. Yep, headed that way.
Ah, good deal.
The bank says there for Easter or not, or if they were open yesterday. I told a friend of mine he's going to get some money in there for me today, hopefully. I wasn't sure if the bank was open yesterday or not. For Easter, so I wasn't sure if they were going to open the bank on Monday or if they closed them on Saturday.
That he was on Friday.
Say, well, if they opened Good Friday, or they would, then I'm going to close Saturday, but if they didn't.
So I sent you, Tim.
It's a negative. I turned in early last night. I was wiped out.
But that didn't mean I slept.
Oh, it was so bad last night with the thunderstorm and crap.
It was last night.
Call and see, make sure they got transferred.
So did that plant, was it the Fort Worth plant? Did it got messed up that tornado that happened?
Not that.
Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I couldn't remember. I think it was the day before yesterday, I think so. Not positive which day it was.
Yeah, it took a direct hit from a tornado, and that it looks like it's pretty much done.
Security guard died in that.
I'm assuming they're going to save the equipment, probably. They're probably going to have the building probably done.
Maybe that thing will be doing good if it gets started back up this year.
Hoping that the equipment is still pretty well fixable. That's the main thing. I mean, the building won't take much to rebuild. That's not something bad, but it's going to be a while. That's true, guard. That's not good. That happened. Tornado, is that what that was?
Nope.
Pretty tornado. That's a pretty serious tornado. I mean, I think it was an F5 is the most serious one you're going to get, but I think it was a three, it was an F1, F3 was there, F1 and F, I think there was an F0 somewhere around here too, wasn't there? It took the hit pretty good. Garage door did a little damage to the roof, but that was, you know, that's why my poor cat yesterday, the other day, was such a pain, because I think the thunderstorm scared him, because he was in the house when that tornado happened. Scared of tornadoes, because, you know, they don't know they're coming, and if you can't see them, see, you know, you can't see nothing, you can't see at all, and that makes it even worse than then. There's not much you can really do to get out of it.
Home at 5 o'clock this morning, so he's not going to be on the radio, KN4TFW.
Wow, that's pretty early.
The lady was wiring yesterday, and I told her the situation with the cable here, and she said, I'm definitely going to have to replace it. She said, you're going to have to replace the whole cable. She said, due to the loss, it's going to be about $150 if we replace that 100 feet. Double, because to do the HF rig, I'm going to have to run another 100 feet down there, because I had 200 feet, actually. What I'm doing is maybe I can run one feed line and run one feed line for both antennas.
What I'm doing yesterday? What did you end up doing yesterday?
Yesterday was walk up the dog, pick up the one stick I had in the yard, and water some plants, and that's about it for yesterday. Still there.
And the grill took more of a hit. My brother's grill did, but then the antenna did. But the tower didn't hurt. That tower was just pretty impressive is how precarious that thing is up there. This railing going up the steps took a very good hit. It tore up, you know, it didn't tear it up, but it loosened everything up, all the nails were loosened up. Told this St. Chef, I said, if it's a convoy, it's going to be a stupid $400-$500 little problem. That's my signal as far as it reeled out here to scratch, so hopefully it's not too bad.
That now, it kind of comes and goes.
I haven't heard much wind, but I know this cable's got an issue, so... So I was going to put a 20-foot splice in it. The problem with that is on VHF and UHF, you know, the 706 is 30-something watts. So by the time I put a splice in it, it will forward another 4 dB. And if it has water in it, forget that. So you lose half your power in the splice and then another half in 100 feet. So by the time you get the antenna, you ain't got much. On that mountain up there, there's a lot of wind up there and stuff. And so that's another thing that, you know, has to be dealt with. I guess when I get money, I'll change the cable. It's just miserable. I don't wish I had an SWR meter to check and see how bad it is. It doesn't seem to be hurting the transmitter, so I guess I'm lucky there.
Do you hear any more from Nikki on the ship date? I mean, are you still set at, like, the 16th on your sanitizer?
Used to ship on or before today, so I'll check with her this morning and see what they say.
Today the 16th.
See how much the rules change today when we get to work.
They're going to get the country going one way or the other, so guys, hang on, it'll get moving again. It's going to be a war when it happens. Governor in Texas did. Decided to have service if you're going to stay in their cars. And they made it, they played this stunt where, Mississippi was. Mississippi, this governor decided he was going to fine them $1,000. And he went as far as to put spike strips and nails. So if you couldn't do it, the church cleaned the nails up. And they had the church service anyway, and they tried to fire them and, letting them go to church. So that was kind of a war out that way. I was on the WRD in the morning, Sarah, so she talked about it. And, and here's the thing that ticks me off about it. You know, all the thing we're doing is having service together in their car, separate from each other, which is nothing wrong with that. And everybody that needed food was getting food together and getting what these people needed to help people out in the congregation didn't have anything. I don't see any governor was stupid enough to do that stuff, was just an idiot. And this is where these governors are just way out of control. I mean, that's for good of the community, and everybody is doing what they're supposed to do. And that's the kind of stuff that makes me mad. More people in this country got to work together and do the right thing, and we won't have these problems.
Pulling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. 7:30 to everybody. Have a fantastic day. KK4POT.
7:30, Tim. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Pull me in. You know what I need to do? Figure out. I need to build a meter circuit with two chips and a null indicator to build an SWR meter, so I don't have to just use a null indicator. Just design it off of analog design. I'll have to look in the book and see what dials they use and what meter movement they use, so I can do that and put a zero potentiometer and a null at a tone, so I can use the meter to figure out to build an SWR meter. That's how I'm going to go about building one. That's probably why it's usable today. You're definitely as watery if that's the case. Using an aluminum shielded radio or copper with aluminum around it. A copper shield, is it on these things? To stay away from, they got some marine coax, which has got some chromium coating on it, and it's got aluminum and steel in it. Boy, that stuff is a mess.
Something percent on airplanes.
Get to use planes. There's no way around it. You know, people don't understand that this is a real brutal hit. 2008 situation looked like a ping pong ball. One good thing about this, patients that need have been solved for years, so once this, all these guidelines get set together, we can avoid this from ever happening again. There's no more resourceful people than Americans are. Machine, what are you working on today?
Yeah, today the plant's just now starting up from the shutdown. I think there's only 3 or 4 machines coming up today.
Yeah, I found out that that's a real bad hit at Fort Worth, but I think that's really unfortunate.
I mean, they're going to go back to 6 machines.
Yeah, the schedule for the rest of the month ain't but a few machines running, maybe 6 and that, but I think today only 3 or 4 are running.
Coming back open, you guys are going to be slamming, and it will.
They're just bringing a partial amount of people back today.
True.
They keep them, or what they do, they'll probably keep them, because I think it's better off at the end of the day for them to keep them, because it'll cost them less in the long run.
They're going to keep them for a few days anyway, try to work out some issues, you know, like, you know, how does that affect my insurance? What do I have to do? And there's, you know, are you going to help me get the unemployment and that? Do I get COVID pay for a couple of weeks? And so they just got to bunch of questions that they got to answer, and I heard that they already got some volunteers to volunteer off, so we'll see how it works out today and this week.
They told me when I had a problem with my mortgage and all that stuff, they said, look, we don't even know what's going on here. We don't even know what the heck's really going to happen. So we don't know how the shutdown's going to start, how things are going to happen. I said, you can't expect me to, when you guys start flying again, you can't expect me to give them $700-$800 to catch this thing up. And then I got my motors heating up, until I can work, I'll do something. Because you know darn well, if I can't keep up this $500-$600 electric bill for 2 months, $800-$900 income, $800-$900. Things about the buyer's exemption is services for the buyer said if I can prove I can work, they'll give me the sighted driver and the things I need, the sighted guy to help me. So if I can do that, at the end of the day, if I can just get through this and not get too wounded in the war, I'll be all right. Silver lining in the clouds. So I don't really think it's as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's just going to be aggravating.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
I almost wish I'd see. Well, you know what? Did you hear about what they were going to experiment with? But everybody chickened out about it. They're going to take a camera with a chip and put the chip in the brain to where the optic nerve used to be to send the signal to the brain and have a receiver where the eye was and try to send the signal to the cortex of the brain to see what would happen. I tend to think, my theory of that is, I think once I felt, I used to see light years ago and shadows, and so that time when I was hallucinating, I saw a bird when they gave me air in, and I was able to draw out the bird, and the nurse thought that was pretty funny. A good bird, but it was a bird. I don't know what would happen. The only thing I could think of is if we tried something like that, I would think I'd have to look at something and then feel it to figure out what it was. So it looked like they feel, correct?
Feeling and seeing are two different dimensions, so, and seeing is believing, is what I've always heard.
Yeah, now, put a blindfold on, go out and look at a tree, and then put a blindfold on and feel it, see if you can figure out the difference between what it feels like and what it looks like, and see if you can differentiate that. Instructor, she told me, Marty Van Staden told me one time, she said when they teach them to use a cane, they actually blindfold them and take them out on the streets and make them cross streets there and learn how to do it blindfolded. That, I tell you what, that must be the first couple of weeks you're working at, they start them out in hotels and elevators and street and areas to teach them, but that must be real scary, someone sticking you out in the middle of the darn street trying to learn how to use a cane when you can't see, when you can't. I asked her one time, I said, how'd that go? She goes, sometimes it's a little rough. I don't really know what the relationship would be like. I think, I don't know if I'd like to be one of the ones. I mean, I got enough to lose to try it. It's too bad, physically I wasn't able to do that. But it would have been cool 10 years ago to try it, see what would happen. In that show with the vet, Dr. Poole, you ever seen that guy? And they tried those glasses on. And his eyes actually, they got him actually with glasses to actually differentiate color. And he was able to do it. You're trying to do audio on that thing. Now hold down here, just want to make sure you're still doing okay. Hopefully, you might be down a hole, I'm not sure.
You're in the park. parking lot waiting for time to go in. I was just going through some emails trying to get caught back up. KN4TFW.
With the Mac Mini, that is, the little Mac Mini seems to be computer compatible, so that should be compatible for Wi-Fi, so I might be able to use that as, instead, use that along with a phone and use the computer instead of the phone. I'm not sure, though. I'm not provided with a modem along with it, but if I could use Wi-Fi with it, I'll have to go down to the Apple store and find out if it's. Well, that would be nice to be able to use a computer and I could use speech and read just like you guys, and I could text with speech just like you guys do. Or just read email on to the computer. And they have text-to-speech programs, too, I believe, for spelling issues, too. But I don't learn to spell all over again. That's a lot to do. 23, so you got to be just about time for them to let you in. I'll make my coffee. I'm not ready for that. So 73's and, thanks for letting me in there with a ride in with you. Kind of fun.
Have a good one. I think I'm going to step on out of here, too. So, Mike, if you're still out there, say 73. Have a good day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
I'm not sure, though. It's about 6 o'clock, so 73. Have a good day. Hopefully, technology's good, and everybody works that full problem out. Okay, I'm clear. I want to start copying. See if I can do some destruction this morning before the nurse gets here.